This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. In the meantime, though, we turn our attention to the shortage of blood supplies resulting from COVID-19. If we look over to the U.S., it's currently experiencing a national blood crisis as a result of severe winter weather and the surge in COVID-19 cases.
Now, this scenario is replicated across the world, including here in Malaysia, as the pandemic has disrupted blood donation drives and regular donors from contributing blood. The fear factor of being exposed to COVID-19, as well as the confusion over the SOPs currently in place, can act as a deterrent for those who are keen to donate blood.
So what's the state of our national blood bank? And can volunteers donate their blood safely amid this pandemic? To help us shed some light on this, we have Dr. Alvina Lau, a medical officer from the National Blood Center. Dr. Alvina, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Can you start by giving us a picture of how the pandemic has affected the country's blood supplies?
Right. Hello. Good morning, Shazana. Good morning, Xiaoning. Thank you very much for having me here today. So I think when we talk about COVID-19, we know that it has definitely impacted us in every aspect. And that includes us in the healthcare service, whereby blood collection was considerably affected. So bear in mind, even though we were hit by COVID-19 and COVID was and still is a major interest, other healthcare aspects, other diseases and other ongoing treatments for patients still continue. And some of these situations do require blood transfusion as treatment. So for example, I'll give you, accidents were still happening. Mothers were still going into labors, delivering the babies, and urgent surgery still needed to be carried out. So patients still require blood transfusion regularly. And just to put it into perspective of what I mean, so for the entire nation, for us to support and facilitate the treatment of patients in the hospital, we need at least 2,000 blood bags daily for the treatment of approximately 1,000 patients. And specifically in the National Blood Center where I work, we supply 500 to 600 blood bags daily to the hospitals all around Klang Valley. So this means we need to be ensuring at least 500 blood donations every day so that we don't end up depleted of our supply. But in the initial phases of COVID-19, and I remember this quite distinctively, we could only collect 20 to 40% of what we should be collecting. I mean, there were days where we only managed to collect 100 plus blood donations. And statistics-wise, in 2020, when COVID-19 began in Malaysia, it caused a 12% depletion in blood donations across the entire nation compared to the previous year. At our National Blood Center, our total blood donations for the year dropped by almost 28,000 blood bags. And that's actually equivalent to almost 2 months' worth of blood supply loss for the patients in Klang Valley in 2020. But I think it's understandably why so. It was MCO, it was a novel virus, and it was an unknown situation. So people just did not want to expose themselves. But for us in the blood transfusion service, that's a major challenge because how do we ensure enough supply of blood for patients who do urgently require them when our collection is reduced? So we were limited by the circumstances, but we also have to think about the patients and the lives in the hospitals because insufficient blood could be detrimental.
Yes. Dr. Alvina, can you give us a snapshot on what the situation is now currently? I mean, what is the percentage of blood banks that we require? Has it recovered completely?
I would say, thankfully, in the past few months, as we go through the different phases of MCO, CMCO and recovery, we had an increment in blood collection. And I would largely attribute this to the fact that alongside our national recovery plan, the majority of our public has now been vaccinated. And so as we get more protected, it allows less restrictions of SOPs, our eateries, our shops are being opened. And people are slowly returning to their previous routine and people are more willing to go out and come forward to donate blood with us. And I'm not just talking about blood donors. People were also being more willing to host blood donation campaigns at their premise because previously there were many restrictions and safety protocols in place and hosting a blood drive was next to impossible. And so with this, as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis, I would say that our blood stock level is at a safe level. But do remember that we would always need blood donation continuously.
Dr. Alvina, for the first-time donors, maybe you can help explain to us how long should we wait after a COVID-19 vaccination before we can donate blood? And does it matter whether it's the first, second, or even booster shot in this decision?
Right. So in terms of COVID-19 vaccinations, for any potential blood donors who receive your first, second, or your COVID booster vaccine, if you do not experience any adverse reaction from the vaccine, you can donate blood 7 days after your dose, regardless of the brand of the vaccine. If you do, however, experience some symptoms or any reaction post-vaccination, we advise you to only donate blood 7 days after complete resolution of symptoms.
And what about those who have contracted COVID but have fully recovered? Is it safe for them to donate blood? Is there any period before they should wait?
Okay, so for specific guidelines for COVID-19, for us, if you have been unwell or if you experience any fever, cough or cold symptoms, even if they're mild symptoms, or if you have been in contact with anyone suspected or confirmed to have COVID-19, we would like to ask you to delay your intentions to come to donate blood for at least 14 days. So similarly, if you have been positive for COVID-19, you may donate blood 14 days after complete recovery. If, however, you have had severe COVID or say that you are still having some residual symptoms, then our healthcare personnel would evaluate and guide you on the suitability to donate at our blood locations.
All right, that's very clear. So outside of COVID-19, though, there still is a confusion or misconceptions about the criteria to become a blood donor. What are the main guidelines? Who is able to donate blood?
Yes, so we do have guidelines and criteria in place simply because we have to ensure that the blood is safe for patients receiving them and the blood donation process is safe for the donors donating the blood. So general guidelines would include being healthy. You have to weigh at least 45 kilos and above. Have a good night's sleep the night before with a minimum of 5 hours. Make sure that you've taken a proper meal within 4 hours prior to donation. Make sure you hydrate yourself. And you would have to bring your original identification. And by that, I mean your original IC, driving license, or passport for foreigners. If you have taken any medications, don't worry. Just bring it along and show it to our medical personnel so that they can guide you on whether or not you are suitable to donate blood. And if you have donated whole blood before, your last donation should be at least 3 months ago.
And Dr. Urbina, help us understand what kind of SOPs are in place during this COVID-19 pandemic, because you still have people who are a little bit concerned that they can contract COVID-19 when donating blood.
Yes, so that's a very valid concern and a very valid question. We do adhere to strict SOPs in accordance to the Ministry of Health guidelines at all times. We take all possible measures to ensure that blood donation is safe for all. So not only the donors, but also the organisers, the staff and the public attending the blood donation location. So for the public, it is mandatory to be adhering to the new norms and SOPs. We ask for blood donors to scan their MySuggestro app, check their body temperature, wear their face masks at all times and maintain a physical distancing of at least 1 meter from other individuals. So even during the donation process, the donation beds are actually distant 1 meter away from one another. And donors will have to fill up a health declaration form to assess their risk. Asymptomatic donors with travel history will have to complete their quarantine period before being allowed to donate. And additionally, all donors will be given a card with a blood bank contact number on it. So at any point during the next 2 weeks post-donation, if donors are unwell or are suspected or even positive for COVID, they are advised to inform the respective blood banks where they have donated blood so that we can quarantine their blood immediately.
All right. So there are very clear SOPs in place to keep people safe. Final question from us, Dr. Urbina, before we let you go. We've got about 30 seconds. Where can people go to find more information on where they can donate blood?
Right. So on behalf of the National Blood Centre, I would like to call upon Malaysians in general to come forward and donate blood to help us ensure continuity of our blood supply for the patients. So where to donate blood? Blood donors are most welcome to walk into our collection centres. We have 4 centres open every day. Namely, the first one will be at our National Blood Centre at Jalan Tun Razak, our donation suite in Mid Valley Mega Mall, Puspanita Donation Suite in Putrajaya, our St. John Community Centre in Wan Utama. Or you could also donate your blood at any blood drives near you. So those who are outside Klang Valley, you can donate blood at your nearest blood collection centres. And if you're not suitable to donate blood, then you may also consider organising donation drives at your companies or institutions to help us replenish our blood supply. For more information, you can check out our website, that's pdn.gov.my, or visit our Facebook, Pusat Darah Negara Kementerian Kesihatan Malaysia.
Dr. Alvina, thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Dr. Alvina Lau, a medical officer from the National Blood Center, talking to us about how and where we can donate blood.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.